I don't know if you remember, we interviewed a few years ago at Rocktoberfest at Cherry Point.
Oh, yeah. Well, I recognize the name because it's a very rare name, but I did not remember that. So now I do.
Yeah.
How did that interview go?
It was great. I had fun. That was a great show. I'm glad you guys came out and did that for all the Marines and sailors and their families.
Oh, it's easy for us to do.
Yeah. So you guys are coming back on tour soon. When's the last time you've played a show?
Well, I played a show a couple months back, for an acoustic show, but as full band, we haven't done anything since February 29th, 2019, or 2020, rather.
Yeah, that's crazy. My mind kind of already started blocking last year. I'll talk about last year, and I'm talking about 2019, and forget that there was an entire year in between.
100%.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see you guys are back on the... Well, you had some dates that you guys had to cancel, didn't you?
Last year we had a whole tour. Just last year. We didn't cancel anything this year so far. We've had the luxury of being able to watch what's happening out there a little bit longer than, you know, I think some of our contemporaries and counters are, because a lot of people are experiencing not being able to finish touring. My friends in Buck Cherry, they're on a 2-week break because somebody tested positive for COVID. So, you know, it's just kind of crazy times. I'm not really sure. We had a conversation yesterday with our management and stuff about, you know, what to expect and the things that we have to go to, the COVID restrictions and, you know, all that sort of thing. So, it's a little crazy right now.
Yeah.
Not sure what's going to happen.
Well, I'm hoping you guys can stay healthy and that it goes off without a hitch.
We're trying. Yeah, thank you.
And then you guys also have your new album coming out in like less than 2 months. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I can't believe that's happening. I mean, we've been sitting on this thing for going on 2 years now, so I'm so happy it's finally coming out. We started this record August of 2019, and I finished the vocals in January of 2020. We got the record mixed and ready to go and all the artwork done in February of 2020, and then it was supposed to come out August of last year. So, you know, we're kind of like 2 years and 1 month past the beginning of this thing. So, I mean, the cool thing about it is the songs, I love the songs, and I'm really excited for this record to come out. So I think that hopefully it does well. I mean, people hopefully like it. But I think it's going to stand up to kind of what's going on even right now in the world. It was really inspired by what was happening in the world in 2018 and 2019 when I was writing the songs. And, of course, the previous administration and kind of my feelings and emotions towards that. So, which somehow those kinds of that previous administration still seems to be fucking up the rest of the world.
I was just going to say something similar.
Yeah.
It's still relevant.
It's still relevant. So, you know, I mean, I think that if people kind of give the album a chance and really listen to it, they'll find that, it is, you know, it is a sign of the times sort of record, you know, if that's what I'm trying to say, maybe.
So is it kind of politically fueled or sort of just generic enough it can be multifaceted, but definitely inspired by that?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I don't call out anybody by names, you know, but it was all inspired by the politics of kind of being a human being, being mm-hmm. an American, experiencing, you know, great loss and great wealth and great pain and, you know, all those types of things. And it's you know, the stories of my life that I got very personal on this record. I got biographical on several songs, and that's something that I haven't really done ever. So I was, you know, I was kind of shocked that my mind was allowing me to go there, because I don't generally get that kind of obvious with what I'm singing about. So
what do you think led to you being able to be more open?
I think my frustration. And, you know, I mean, I turned 50 in 2019, you know, that's a reality, I think, for anybody. It's a real reality, and it's certainly a crossing point, or crossroads, if you will, of being a young man and starting a band when you're 22 years old, and almost 30 years later, you're still doing it. So it's you know, I think that had a lot to do with me wanting to tell those stories and be that kind of brutally honest or painfully honest, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So it seems like the timing is working out more in your favor, but, you know, there's been several bands who they still released music during the pandemic. What led you to the decision to wait until things were a little more normal?
Well, I didn't want to, you know, Cannibox is a band that, just, you know, people kind of sometimes remember and sometimes don't. And
uh-huh.
Putting a record out in the middle of people trying to forget everything that's happening to them, I didn't want my record to be forgotten or lost uh-huh. in the shuffle. You know, I was very particular about that with my management. Uh-huh. I was like, listen, you know, I don't want to put this record out and have it fail, because there's nowhere, I can't tour on it, because that's generally how I have to sell records. You know, there's so many things that go along with Candlebox being able to have any sort of success whatsoever. It really relies on us getting on the road. So that's really was my whole concept behind not putting it out, you know, last year.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. But it seems like the themes that you kind of hinted at, it seems like this is actually a better time to release it anyways.
Well, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, we're, this Delta variant is ramping up and it could stop everything again, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Los Angeles is shutting down restaurants. We're back on a mask mandate, you know, so it's, you know, who knows?
Huh. Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, and it's weird that just different parts of the country, it's almost like it's a completely different country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our mask mandate just got dropped yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had it just if you're not vaccinated and if you're in a childcare setting, you had to wear them, but they were just dropped. So I had no idea that was happening in Los Angeles.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, and then this week you've had the anniversary of Happy Pills. So it's crazy to think that you have albums that are as old, they can buy you a drink if they're a kid.
And that's, you know, that's, again, like I mentioned, when you pass that age 50 threshold, reality starts to set in.
I imagine it's got to be like, to me, it would just be so surreal, I think, being able to do what you do. So hitting that milestone, I imagine, like, maybe does that imposter syndrome kind of go out, like, oh, maybe I'm kind of good at this.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly happens, you know, thank God, you know, that you're able to look at it with, I guess, from a bird's eye view and say, you know what, I'm still here. Gosh darn it, people like me. You know?
Yeah.
And that's a great feeling as a musician, you know. Right now we're in the process of doing a documentary on Candlebox because we turned 30 years old this October as a band, and then the debut album will be 30 years old in 2023. So we're really kind of, you know, going through gearing up to release this documentary on the band, and I've had, you know, some amazing, interesting people said, I would love to be a part of your documentary. You know, I've always loved that you guys continue to do this. And these are, you know, fellow musicians and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's kind of crazy to me to think that, I'm going to have this thing come out about my band that, you know, 30 years ago, I would have told you there's no way in hell Candlebox is, you know, going to have ever have a documentary, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty stoked about it.
That's awesome. I know you said you're in production, but do you guys know where it's going to be distributed and how people can access it and when?
Oh, I'm sure it'll probably end up being like a Netflix or an Amazon Prime sort of thing. You know, I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you exactly where it's going to be because I think we're in the process of shopping that now. But, yeah, I mean, we're – hopefully it's everywhere. People go,
yes.
Oh, Candlebox, I remember that band.
Definitely. Is there a target release date for that yet?
We're shooting for the summer of 2023. Because it would be that 30 years of the debut album.
Of the album. Gotcha. I thought you were trying to do it this year. That's exciting, though.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait to see the story of Candlebox.
Me too.
So, I see that you've been doing a lot of live Q&As with your fans. And I did notice that the last time we had spoken that you've been doing a lot of hands-on interactions with your fans. So what have those Q&As been like?
Oddly enough, you know, the same people that talk to me every time I get on there. I think I have 7 really big fans and 1,000 people that like Candlebox. I mean, they're not really Q&As. I think, you know, yesterday there was one guy who had an interesting question about, you know, what it was like touring back in the 90s and what it's like, you know, obviously now and my relationship with Andy Wood and that sort of thing. But generally it's just, oh, I love the band. I'm such a fan. I can't believe you picked up the call, you know, that sort of thing. And which is fine. You know, I mean, I'm glad that they're happy to talk to me. Thank God. But yeah, it's just, it's different. You know, it's not kind of that, so tell me about this song. Tell me about that song. I don't know why that is. I think that's strange. I think it's really strange. It should be. Maybe people just, they love the song so much they don't really care. I don't know.
I feel like it's the same people. You said, like, musicians and stuff are excited about your documentary. Those are probably the ones that really can tell what's behind something. So they might be the ones who would ask you those questions.
Right.
So, do you have a favorite song on this upcoming album?
I do, and it's just because it's just a, you know, it's just a rock song I fucking love. It's called Nothing Left to Lose, and it's just, I love this song so much. It was a song that was sent to me by my old guitar player, Memphis Hennessy, and.
Uh-huh.
I took it into pre-production. I was like, this song is going to be like Ace of Spades from fucking Motorhead. And everybody's like, rad, let's do it. So we just went after it like Lemmy would, you know, with Motorhead or, you know, any great punk rock band would do. We just attacked the song, and I just love it so much. The lyrics, the story behind the song and all of that, I just love.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear it. Are you releasing it or any other singles before the album, or we just all have to wait till September?
No, there's another single coming out, I think next week, I think. That's called All Downhill From Here. That's the super autobiographical track. I wrote it with my friend Christopher Thorne from Blind Melon, and it's just about, you know, my life and turning 50 and experience that emotional rush and change that comes with that. And I think that's the next one. The label picked it. It's not something I would have gone after, but they think it's a good track to lead with. I mean, we released the song I did with Peter Cornell, which is called Let Me Down Easy. Then we released that song, My Weakness, that I wrote with my buddy Don Miggs.
Peter Cornell, isn't that Chris Cornell's brother?
Yeah, Chris Cornell's older brother. I knew Peter from back in the day in Seattle. And we got together a couple years back, and I was chatting with him. I said, man, I'd love to have a song on this record with you. And so he wrote me this fucking rad track, and I was like, I love this. This is exactly what I want. So We did.
Awesome. I think I was able to hear that and do a review. But I can't.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I can't
cool.
think
yeah.
of it off the top of my head.
Yeah. It's the really swampy, bluesy track. It's just bluesy, dirty
so
track.
So it sounds like you're kind of just taking like all your different influences and like just kind of mashing them up into this album, not really trying to fit into one genre.
No, exactly. I threw everything I love about what Candlebox has experienced into a blender.
Mm-hmm.
And all those experiences and the inspirations and influences are all in this record. It's the first time I've done something like this with an album where I just kind of went wherever I wanted to go and I let the band lead when they felt that they were ready to lead. I'm just really proud of this album. I think it's great. You know, I think there's a lot of people that may not be fans of Candlebox that will hear this record and go, I love this record because of all the influence we threw into it and all the love and experiences that we've had that have made up our lives, not only mine, but as a band, mm-hmm. Adam, Island, Brian, Dave, and myself, they're all in there, you know, and that's because we did this record together and we didn't stop ourselves from doing, you know, or going where our hearts were leading.
I like that. So that's not, you're not nervous about the different genres?
I don't get nervous about anything like that anymore. Just, you know, because I don't have to sell hundreds of thousands of albums anymore. You know, I'm not that band. That doesn't even, you know, matter to Candlebox anymore. All I have to be concerned about is that, you know, that 1,000 true lovers of Candlebox, you know. And that's who I care about. But you know, ultimately, I make records for myself, and I don't worry about the accolades of a, you know, of a magazine or a reviewer or a radio DJ or anything. That's not what I got into music to do. You know, I have to do this. This is what I was born to do. It's
right.
been in my life since I was a young child. I remember everything about growing up with the music around my house. And this is, you know, I think this is what I was destined to do. So, I've never chased a single. I've never chased a trend. I've never chased, an artist or a sound. I've only ever released what my heart wanted me to release. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that the artists that do that, they really stand out. And it seems like nowadays that's more accepted. I remember, you know, I was in high school and that's when Pink was getting big. And that was her big thing is she was constantly fighting with what the label wanted. And so I'm mm-hmm. just glad to see that this is a trend where people are like, no, I'm writing for me. If you guys like it, then that's great.
Yeah.
So, good.
I mean, that's, I think that's what we all want, you know, as artists.
Yeah. Yeah. What is one thing you want your fans, your 7 loyal fans, I'm kidding, all of your fans, to know about this album, to take away from it?
Honesty is really, really important in art. And it's really important in life. It's really important in the day to day. And, sharing emotions and sharing or being empathetic or, you know, sharing in the experiences of life with those around you, that's how we grow as human beings. And I've learned, you know, so much over the years. And I've loved every minute of my career, even the ones that even the moments that I don't want to love or care about. I do, because they made me into the person I am. And if you're listening to music for anything other than the joy of what it brings you, you might be missing the point. You know, music is just supposed to help you escape and enjoy those moments or be a part of the moment that you're experiencing rather than, you know, you might be, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just tired of people with cell phones at concerts, and that's maybe what I'm trying to say. But, you know, it's just really, this record is about being in the moment. And that's what I want people to take from it is these are my moments that I lived in and that I love. And I want them to experience them the same way. Maybe the song's the same way or life the same way that that I've tried to, which is just wide open.
I like that. Well, I'm going to wrap this up, but thank you for your time. And is there one final thing, not even just album specific or the tour, is there one thing you want to say to our readers?
Jesus, be a good human. Just
like
be
it.
A good human.
Good, that's perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and we are going to catch you at your Myrtle Beach show. So I can't wait for that. And good luck touring. I hope you guys all stay healthy. And congrats on this new album. I'll be pre-ordering it.
Oh, thank you so much. Very kind of you.
Yeah. Well, you have a good rest of your day.
You too. We'll see you at the show.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.